Chapter 7, The Trading Post. A few days later, Jim crossed the river and went to the trading post. When Jim gave Cornelius the letter from Mr. Stein, Cornelius at first looked very surprised. Then he said, "I'm very grateful that Mr. Stein is allowing me and my stepdaughter to continue living here. I'll help you in any way I can." He shook Jim's hand so many times and smiled so much that Jim knew that he was only pretending to be friendly. As he walked around the trading post, Jim could see that Cornelius had not been taking care of the business. There were four small buildings around a big square courtyard, and all of them had broken windows and holes in the walls. The only things in the storage building were some old tools and a few metal boxes. "I'd like to see the business papers," Jim said to Cornelius. Cornelius soon brought Jim a few torn pieces of paper and said, "My wife was supposed to take care of all the calculations, but she never did it correctly." "It's not his wife's fault," thought Jim, as he looked at the calculations, which he didn't understand at all. Stein was right. Cornelius has probably been stealing money and supplies for a long time. Cornelius also showed his true character by not giving Jim much food. Every day he had a new excuse why there wasn't much to eat, and sometimes Jim ate only one meal a day. Cornelius soon began to behave strangely, too. He often walked quietly around the house late at night, and sometimes during the day Jim would see him in a corner of the courtyard talking to one of the Raja's men. Sometimes Jim heard Cornelius shouting at his stepdaughter, Jewel. She was a pretty young woman with big brown eyes and long black hair. "You're an evil woman, just like your mother," he used to shout. "Show me respect and call me father." Jim avoided Cornelius as much as possible, but enjoyed spending time with Jewel. Jewel also liked being with Jim. She had been very lonely since her mother's death, and also Cornelius never shouted at her when she and Jim were together. Jim taught her English, which she learned quickly, and they often took long walks and talked together in the evening. During Jim's early weeks at the trading post, Doramin was very worried about Jim's safety. He and his men often heard rumors that the Raja was planning to kill Jim. Almost every day, one of Doramin's men came to the trading post to tell Jim of new plans to kill him. Doramin wanted Jim to return to his village, but Jim refused to leave Stein's business, even for a short period of time. He was afraid that Cornelius would do more damage. Also, Jim didn't want Jewel to be alone with Cornelius, and Jewel didn't want to leave her home so soon after her mother's death. So despite Doramin's fears and warnings, Jim stayed at the trading post. For protection, he had an old gun that he had found, along with some ammunition, in a box in the storage building. He kept the gun loaded and hanging on a hook on the wall near his bed. One night, Jewel woke Jim up in the middle of the night. Jim was very surprised to see her standing near his bed. "Four men are here," she exclaimed. As Jim sat up, Jewel took the gun from the hook on the wall and gave it to him. "What did you say?" Jim asked, yawning. "Four of Raja's men are in the courtyard," Jewel said. "They're coming towards the house. I've been guarding your room every night since I first heard the rumors that the Raja wanted to kill you. I think Cornelius is also involved. You must leave here immediately and go to Doramin's. It isn't safe for you here." "I won't run away from here," Jim said. Then, feeling both surprised and happy that Jewel felt so protective of him, he smiled and asked, "Have you really been guarding me?" Jewel had no time to answer, however, because the door opened suddenly and a man with a knife ran towards Jim. Just before the man reached him, Jim fired the gun and killed him. Three more men appeared at the open door with their arms raised above their heads to show that they weren't carrying guns. "Are there any more men with you?" Jim asked. "No, only us," one of the men answered, staring at the gun in Jim's hand and at the dead man on the floor. "Keep your arms raised above your heads," Jim said. "If you lower them, I'll shoot. We're going to the river." The three men walked in front of Jewel, who was holding a lantern. Jim walked next to her, with his gun pointed at the men. When they reached the bank of the river, Jim shouted, "Jump!" The three men jumped into the river and quickly swam away. Jim and Jewel walked slowly back to the trading post, holding hands and talking quietly to one another. That night, they realized that they were falling in love.